Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Today, I'm joined on the line by our Milan correspondent, Ivan Carvalho, who's got the lowdown on this month's Italian art exhibitions worth catching. We'll begin at the Palazzo Reale for an exhibition by the Trussardi Foundation, all about the role of the mother in art. Then we'll head to a major show of pieces by Mexican contemporary artist Damian Ortega. And finally, we'll end up at a photography show of works by Marina Ballo, Charme and Gabriele Basilico. That is all to come here on the Monocle Arts Review, so do stay tuned. Welcome to the show, Ivan. Good to have you with us, as ever. Let's begin with the Fondazione Trussardi in Milan for their show about motherhood called La Grande Madre, or the Great Mother, which incorporates pieces by over 100 international artists. Ivan, set the scene for this. It must be, if you'll forgive the pun, pregnant with potential.
You would be right on the dot with your description. Obviously, maternity, motherhood is a central theme, and so giving birth, childbirth, all these things are obviously key to the exhibit. It looks at basically the role of women and maternity since about 1900 up until today, because that's a time period, obviously, with a lot of changes for women in society. If we think about women getting the right to vote, obviously in the workforce, much more active. And so the idea was to chronicle this time period and look at, both through female artists and male artists, the sort of representations of maternity and motherhood.
Well, let me ask you a bit about the curatorial devices then, Ivan, because I read one report on this and it suggested it was sort of, in a way, a bit like a kind of a family photo album in terms of, you know, it would ease through these different historic events. Does it have that kind of, I don't know, that sort of curatorial flourish in your view?
It's quite broad in terms of the subjects. I mean, looking at different aspects of this, the different facets of this theme, you know, obviously motherhood, if you think about Italy, one usually thinks about sort of these classic Madonna with Child imagery, paintings, and they've gone, I think, quite broad, sort of a brushstroke. Massimiliano Gione, who is the curator for the Trussardi Foundation, who also works in New York with the New Museum, and who's also curated in the past at the Venice Biennale, he really wanted to take a really sort of from up in the sky look at this topic. And there's a lot of material. I think it really requires, I think, at least two visits, if I'm honest about the show, because we're talking about several hundred works from film, sculpture, and painting, and also documents. If you look at, interestingly, documents looking at women's role, you know, the advertising from the 50s and 60s looking at Italy. So there's a lot to take in.
Indeed. And remind us a little bit, Ivan, about the Fondazione Nicola Trussardi. I mean, what kind of, is this very much the sort of exhibition that they're interested in staging? It was a long time in its conception and execution, over 2 years, I understand, to bring this exhibition to bear fruit. Is this kind of a classic of their genre, if you like?
What's interesting is that they've chosen a traditional venue, which is the Palazzo Reale, because typically they like to go out in the city, really, and sort of engage the public and look at spaces that one may not sort of imagine for, say, an art exhibit. In the past, they did cause quite a stir with Maurizio Cattelan, who's sort of a bad boy of the art world in Italy, known for various sculptures. For example, the big middle finger that's now sitting outside the Milan Stock Market. He had an exhibit that they did, a very small installation where in a piazza they hung up these life-size dolls of children, and so that caused quite a stir amongst the people. This venue is much more traditional, and they wanted to take the subject more sort of curatorial, looking at this subject very broadly with, you know, the various mediums available. And I think they've done quite successful work in terms of that.
Just finally, let me pick you up on that point about sort of, you know, the tradition and this sort of thing. Is it a political exhibition? I mean, does it not shy away from looking at, in some cases, a fairly sort of contrary and contrasting state of affairs when it comes to tradition and, say, the emancipation of women and mothers through this time frame?
Well, obviously, you know, this is a period that, when you think about different roles of women in society, how that changed, the right to vote. Obviously, you look at the politics of, for example, with with abortion and all these other things. And so it is charged, but you know, it is, I think, very much comprehensive. And for example, you have one work which struck me by a male artist from New York, Nari Ward, is this thing called Amazing Grace, which is a collection of baby strollers that he's collected over the years outside a museum in New York. And it's collected in a room, and you walk in, and of course Palazzo Reale has beautiful frescoes and tapestries, and so you walk into this space with all these abandoned baby strollers laid out sort of in the form of a ship's hull, and a gospel music singing Amazing Grace. And so you're getting into lots of themes about, you know, child abandonment, obviously looking of course the role of slavery when we think about Amazing Grace, and it's really quite powerful, and it was an image that really stuck with me throughout the exhibit.
Powerful stuff, and you can see it for yourselves. La Grande Madre, the Great Mother, is on at the Palazzo Reale, as Ivan mentions there, until November the 15th. Let's move on, Ivan, next, and talk about the Fondazione Hangar Bicocca for an exhibition by the contemporary Mexican artist Damian Ortega. He deals with the function and meaning behind everyday objects in his sculpture and installations. And this show, which is called Casino, gives an overview of the work. Ivan, sometimes people use the word explosive when they talk about certain contemporary pieces, but that certainly can be applied to some of Damian Ortega's work, which is, you know, so there's so much energy in there, isn't it? He's a pretty extraordinary artist.
Yeah, and I'd also say that he's also sort of caught on to the sort of the at least the news zeitgeist, because central to his exhibit is the VW Beetle, and obviously with Volkswagen in the news lately, it is quite funny to walk into an exhibit and you have the classic VW Beetle on display, because as Ortega is from Mexico, the VW Beetle has been a popular model there, and something that he has used in his work. He's created this Beetle trilogy where, for example, you see a VW Beetle that's basically been deconstructed, and so it's sort of suspended all its parts there, hanging in this massive space. It's a warehouse space, which was once a factory, and so you're walking in, it looks like almost like a fossil, sort of a dinosaur skeleton on display. Obviously the VW Beetle is a bit sort of a fossil because this model isn't made anymore, and this is one of the pieces in a exhibit that he looks at, obviously, in industrial tools. It's something that is a reoccurring theme in his work.
Well, let me ask you about that. You mentioned the space there, and I know that Damian Ortega himself has talked about this space, and it's very open plan, and he's talked about a sort of a natural interaction between his works. Is this a classic case where, you know, a great artist and a great bit of curation works with a great space? Does it all kind of hang together, if you'll forgive the pun again, rather elegantly?
Yeah, what I like is that, as you mentioned, you don't go through a traditional space from room to room. It's very open, so you're free to wander and let your eyes sort of take you to whatever is most striking. For example, there is a submarine built out of fiberglass, which is something that he drew from obviously experiences in Mexico with the drug trade. These stories that come out in the papers about narco traffickers, how they smuggle cocaine to North America, and so he's taken this and been, you know, very whimsical, taking a fiberglass submarine wrapped in fabric, and out of one end it's sort of tilted, there is salt pouring out, so sort of the passing of time. It's very clever. And then you move to films about bricks. He had spent some time in residency in Berlin, and so you see these small bricks used for housing construction that he puts up in various arrangements, and then they fall like dominoes. So again, sort of a very clever pun on the domino effect and the Berlin Wall and the change in Germany. So, you know, it's really, I think, a wonderful sort of exhibit, because you are allowed this freedom to roam around.
Let me ask you about Damian Ortega finally, Ivan. He began his career as a political cartoonist before his real sort of breakout in the sort of mid-1990s, I suppose. We talked about the politics of motherhood and of women's rights in relation to the first exhibition. What about with Ortega? You've alluded to this already. I mean, does he remain a political artist? Can you see that in this show?
Well, I think there's sort of looking at his work, there is humor. There's not sort of an overtly political tone. For example, with the VW Beetle, what was interesting in the film that he does is, as it, Mexico was one of the last places to produce this particular model, in sort of a loving tribute, he's buried a VW Beetle upside down, as if one would bury their favorite pet dog once they passed away. Or, for example, and again with this exhibit looking at the Beetle, there is a performance piece where it's laid out on a surface of grease, and with pulleys, one is sort of struggling to drive the car on this greasy spot as someone is pulling against the car. And at the same time, there's a band playing a Led Zeppelin song, Moby Dick, which is, of course, the name of this particular performance that he does with the VW Beetle.
That is Ivan talking about Casino by Demian Ortega, which is on until November the 8th. Let's end the show, Ivan, at the Museo del Novecento for a photo exhibition of works by Marina Ballo Charme and Gabriele Basilico, with a special focus on the Piazza Duomo. Maybe start, Ivan, by telling us a little bit more about these photographers. What are they? What are they maybe best known for?
Gabriele Basilico, he's a photographer that I came across when I was working at Domus magazine. He is an architect who never practiced architecture, and now he was famous for shooting cities throughout the world, but not sort of the typical images of sort of these monuments that one would think about. He really looks at cities really with an architect's eye, because he's looking at details. He's looking at streets and squares and roofs and transport lines and arches. In black and white photography, it comes out really when I look at the works, not just obviously in this exhibit, which focuses just on Piazza Duomo. You really get a sense of, I almost liken it to some of the scenes, if one recalls another Italian, Michelangelo Antonioni, in some of his films, some of the, say, the final shot in Eclise, where you're looking at sort of a cityscape, but it's very much details and not about sort of great sweeping panoramas. And Basilico, I really think if one has a chance to look at his work, for example, Beirut, some of the pieces he did in Beirut, the ruins of the Civil War, look almost like World War II ruins if you go and you look at those images.
Let me ask you about Marina Ballo Charme, Ivan, as well. There's also some video work in there as well as photographs. What do they add to the show, in your view?
Well, what's interesting is that as Piazza Duomo is the subject, and it's a bit sort of self-referential, the museum, because the Museo del Novecento is just there on the piazza, so they didn't look far for this idea. But between the photographs of Basilico, who was working from a project as they were renovating the cathedral, the Duomo there, the video work that's done in Charme, she's looking at sort of ground level, sort of what's going on in this piazza, which is obviously a key sort of tourist area. You have thousands of tourists passing through every day. And what's interesting is that you see this sort of transition in these videos from night to day. And obviously, what I find is curious is this one perspective, which is sort of, one could say, from sort of a child's perspective, because it's not quite in a clear shot sort of what one would expect of this space, which is typically crowded with lots of people every day. I mean, it's not, again, a monumental piazza in the sense that it's usually one where people are passing through, because there's not a lot of actually objects in the piazza. It's much more of a sort of a place of transition. And so I found it quite interesting, because typically, you know, the Duomo, the facade, of course, is quite imposing. But these images sort of gave me a sort of fresh pair of eyes to look at this space.
That is Ivan's view on the photos by Basilico and Charme at the Novecento Museum. That's on right the way through until February the 26th next year. And that brings us pretty much to the end of today's show. Ivan in Milan, thanks very much as always for joining us here on the Monocle Arts Review. Our producer today was Holly Fisher, and do join us again at the same time tomorrow. We'll be discussing the highlights of this year's CMJ Music Marathon in New York City. But for now, thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.